Today is Monday, April 13th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm recording a little bit earlier today because, well, I have a lot of work. I do have a lot of work that I need to do because it's the day before the sprint end. If you're a developer, you'll know what I'm talking about. The end of the sprint, where you've basically agreed that you're going to deliver this amount of work by the end of a two-week period, or, you know, whatever your sprint may be. And even though I'm transitioning to product owner, I am taking a few technical things this quarter, and then, you know, anyway, and I have some stuff to do. But I wanted to go ahead and record, and then, you know, I can do work from the couch or whatever. So I, you know, but it was 5 o'clock. So I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and do this and, you know, get it out of the way. Not that I hate it, but I'm going to go ahead and get it done. And, you know, then we have just the typical routine of things to do. We have snack time. And no, well, Mark has, sometimes I do a snack here or there, but I'm going to try. I don't know if I'm going to be successful today, but I did buy some more apples, so I'm going to try to start eating fruit when I get really hungry for a snack, but who knows? I mean, I did make bread over the weekend. I made pandesal, which is a Filipino roll. It's basically like a yeast roll, a Filipino version of a yeast roll, and it was my first attempt. That came out okay. I think there's more that I could have, because I had never done it before, I didn't know the consistency the dough was supposed to be. It seems like when you check different YouTube videos and different websites, the recipes are slightly different from like video to video to website to website. And I wasn't sure, you know, which was the correct one or which was going to make the best one. So there's still more I need to do there, but, you know, we have those to eat. So, I mean, why eat an apple when you can have a nice yeast roll with some, I don't know, some ham on it? Well, we don't even have any ham. We have some a leftover pork chop that I really need to eat from last, because I'm really trying. I didn't finish my sentence. We have a pork chop from last week that really needs to be eaten. So I could cut that into little slivers and make a little sandwich. But, because I've been trying to, the food that I cook, I've been trying to make sure, and I'm not very successful, but I've been trying to finish things. And I'm never very good at eating leftovers. So that's kind of a problem for me in general, but I'm trying to get better at it. So what did we do over the weekend? So on the weekend, we didn't really do anything. We did not do any house hunting this weekend. We only got sent maybe one or two other houses, and they just did not meet, they didn't meet enough check boxes to actually go there and see them in person. And I had a Pride 48 Zoom cocktail hour on Saturday evening. So during the day, we did our workout, we got up at a normal time, did our workout, P90X, and then I took my shower, and then I needed to do my taxes, so I am now finished with my taxes. I had a goal, and Fatty said that he made a joke on Survivors Ready last night that I was going to be talking about taxes on Geeky Gay. I know I mentioned, I guess on Friday's show, that I was going to do that. I went ahead and paid for the subscription for QuickBooks, because if I do it kind of regularly, I can tag everything, every transaction. I can hook all my bank accounts, all my credit cards, like everything. The Pride 48 credit card or the Pride 48 debit card. We don't have a credit card, but the debit card, my personal credit cards, my personal debit cards, all that kind of stuff. And then as transactions come in, and even the PayPal account for Pride 48, and as transactions come in, if I'm really good at tagging them as this was income, this was a business expense, this was personal, this was whatever, then when I go to do my taxes, I can actually pull them in to TurboTax, because TurboTax and QuickBooks are now owned by the same company into it, and you can, so you can work back and forth between the two products. And I normally pay for TurboTax. I pay quite a lot of money, actually, to do my federal and state taxes, because now that Pride 48 is an LLC, I have to pay for the small business version of TurboTax. And I used to rent out my home in Texas, so I was used to having to pay a little bit more to bring in a rental property and all that kind of stuff. So even though my free trial expired, if you signed up for the monthly of QuickBooks, they give you a free federal and a free state filing. And I'm hoping that's every year. I need to go back and look at the terms of that, but it's at least once. So at least, and the subscription amount is probably about the same as it costs to do the filing when you're doing small business if I add it up for a year. So I'm not necessarily saving anything, but I'm paying the same amount and I'm getting additional functionality. So I'm getting the functionality to be able to enter in the expenses, tag them. And again, I don't have to enter them by hand. I just connect everything up. I connect all the bank accounts, all the PayPal, all the credit cards, everything. And QuickBooks pulls them in, and then it will try to tag them for you, but you can go in and correct those, and then it gets imported into TurboTax. So I did that. I finished that up last night, and I did end up having to pay money, but it was less than last year. So I was happy about that. Interestingly, though, I don't know why it works out this way, but I had to pay for my federal taxes, but I actually got a refund for my state taxes. Overall, I was still a net negative. I still had to pay, but not nearly as much. So I owed around $850 for my federal, but then I got $350-ish back on my state. So I owed about $500 total when you add the two up. But I was just happy to get that done. I was determined that, you know, even though they extended everything, all the deadline to, I believe it was July 15th or something like that. Even though they extended it, I was determined to do it by the normal time, because I have not been impacted monetarily by the quarantine situation. I'm still able to work. And in fact, Walmart stock is up today. I think it was higher than it has been since I've worked there today. And so, you know, I'm not really impacted. My 401k has been impacted by the general downturn of the market, but I'm not going to be using my 401k until I retire. So the only other stocks I have other than my 401k is Walmart stock. And so luckily for me, I'm able to work from home, so my pay has not been affected. And also the Walmart stocks that I have, they've kind of gone up and down, but at least at the moment, they're up. And Walmart is one of those essential, because we sell groceries especially, we're one of those essential services. So we can't close. We have to remain open so that people can buy their groceries. And because people are hoarding, you know, demand has gone up for everything. So sales are higher than they've ever been, probably. Well, for this time of year, at least. Sales are, I'm not, you know, this is not one of those earnings calls, but my guess is that we're still higher than we are during holiday for sales right now, because people are just buying so much. I saw these people, and maybe they normally do this, but I saw this couple yesterday, and each one of them had a shopping cart, and they were full. I don't mean full. I mean like overflowing full, like piled stuff on top of each other full. And maybe that's the way they always shop. Maybe these people only shop, you know, once a month or something. I don't know. I don't want to judge them, but so full. But this is how people are shopping. And that's the reason why we're having all these supply issues, especially with paper products like toilet paper and hand sanitizer and stuff like that. So all that being said, I'm lucky that I'm still able to work, and so far my money situation has not been impacted, and I'm really glad. I feel really lucky or blessed, if you're a person who believes in that. And I wanted to go ahead and pay my taxes because this is when it's normally due. I haven't had any impact that's affected my monetary situation. and I felt like I should go ahead and do it by the normal deadline. So I finished it last night, so I'm 2 days early, and both of them were already accepted, and so yeah, I'll be seeing a big debit out of my account for federal, and then I'll get a little bit of a credit that'll offset that just a little bit in a few days, hopefully. So that's done. We had a successful Zoom. Everyone's been doing everything over Zoom since this. Zoom must be, you know, someone should have bought Zoom stock before this coronavirus stuff, because I bet their stock, I haven't looked at it, but I would guess their stock is doing really well because everyone's using Zoom now. But we had a Zoom cocktail hour. I think at peak, we had around 40 people all doing video and audio. And everyone brought a cocktail. The only thing that's difficult when you're having like a cocktail hour and you have that many people, it's how do you manage conversation with that many people all on the call at the same time? If you're having a business meeting or a class or something like that on Zoom, everyone is muted except for the person who's presenting. And then a person presents. But when you're having like a cocktail hour and you're supposed to be hanging out, it can be really difficult to not talk over each other. And then anytime you get Pride 48 folks together, mainly the gay men of Pride 48, you have some nudity going on. So we had some nudity, which a lot of people really liked. Archer and Arthur was on the call from New Zealand. We had a lot. Scotty was on there. We had a lot of people on there. It was really successful. And then Sunday, we just had a normal Sunday. We did our grocery shopping and everything. The only exciting thing on Sunday, not even exciting, but it was funny. My mom texted me and asked if Mark and I wanted to do communion over Zoom with my mom and stepdad and my brother and his wife. And I said, no thanks. Happy Easter. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.